This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
I know you want to get to the bioswamp to find out what happened to Captain Madeline and if the crew survived the big bad plant attack, but I'm feeling mean-spirited today, so I'm going to take you to the tunnels first. Oh, be quiet. You'll thank me for building dramatic tension. Two, you there?
Hey, who's two? Wait, are you talking to me?
Who else would I be talking to? Would you rather I go back to calling you tour guy?
No, two's fine. It's really kind of fun and cheeky.
Two.
Sorry. Here. Okay, check. I've got my narrator's backpack.
No such thing. Where are you exactly?
I'm in the showeratorium, at the mouth of the main tunnel.
Take us on in, too.
Right. I'm starting in. It somehow manages to be both damp and dusty. The trail ahead of me looks dark, and there's a sense of foreboding.
Hang on. Turning your talking speed from southern to midwest. Carry on.
You can almost taste the tension. Wow, holy high cotton. What did you do to me, and did you have to crank it up all the way to Chicago?
We've got a lot to get through in one episode. Go.
Right. It's dusty, dark, and quiet, except for the faint hum of a big machine running somewhere near.
Is there any light?
There is. A sort of blue flicker way off in the distance. Ow.
What happened?
I tripped over something. Hold on. It's a book. Oh my goodness. Oh my giddy aunt.
Are you actually reading it? In the dark?
No. It's stone, and there are engravings.
Of what? What are you feeling?
Never mind. Just gonna tuck that away for later. Okay, I'm moving forward. I'm going to be walking for a while, so you can, you know, go to the bioswamp.
Fine, just keep me updated. And remember the narrator's prime directive. No interacting with civilians. You're there to observe and report only. Got it?
Got it.
And stop feeling around for more ancient porn.
Out.
Meanwhile, it's dawn in the bioswamp. Just moments ago, the big bad plant attacked, swooping up Captain Madeline and taking her with it into the murky, often flaming waters of the swamp itself. Not only have the crew lost their captain, but she had her arms full of the leaves that contain the soporific pods. The moment the plant and the captain disappeared into those dark waters, the crew of the Oz-9 lost their only weapon.
What does soporific mean? I keep hearing that word in my head.
It means a substance that induces sleep.
Oh, you mean like a really dull novel?
I beg your pardon.
Is now really the time to enrich your word power?
Is there ever a bad time to increase your vocabulary?
Our captain is gone, drowned, devoured. Yes, yes, this is a bad time.
We need more leaves.
There aren't any. We gave them all to Captain Madeline.
What about the mold themselves?
Are you suggesting we feed the mold to the plants?
If it'll work, yes!
It won't. The mold itself doesn't have the effect. That's why it wraps itself around the plants. So it could pop those bubble things against them to release the sleep spores.
Oh, hell. We're screwed.
If I might direct everyone's attention back to the swamp.
Oh, dear. The water, it's bubbling.
The plant's coming back. Battle stations, everyone.
Stations? We have no weapons, no protection. What exactly do you suggest? Angry glaring?
Would that work?
I doubt it.
Here it comes.
Captain!
Madeline, you're alive!
Is she all right?
Are you all
somebody
right?
Feed, she's all right.
Oh, looking out, man.
Where's the plant?
In there. Asleep.
How the hell? Oh, what happened?
Underwater. Bubble wrap.
Oh my hobby
champ.
What?
3 years in a row. Took every leaf I had, though.
Oh my God.
With any luck, that son of a bitch will drown.
Well, I'll be a son of a haggis wrangler.
What kind of animal is a haggis? I've always wondered.
Oh dear. Sounds like she might have hit her head. Or maybe she's in shock.
Emily Dickinson was right. Hope is the thing with feathers.
English major.
Miss Julie, you work with these plants. Can it survive under there?
I don't know. We never immersed them that I know of. There's no stream of bubbles coming up, but then they don't breathe like we do.
If I may, as we don't know if the plant is dead or how long it might sleep if it isn't, should we perhaps take advantage of this intermission and its attack to make good our escape?
Oh, such erudition. Miss Pipistrella, do you like to read?
I wish I could, but it makes me airsick. Why do you ask?
Dr. Theo, now? Really? Pippi, where the hell is Leet? I could have used his lung power under there. Did you find him?
Negative, Captain. Nor any evidence of chest buffering. No epithelials.
No what? Like those things soldiers wear on their shoulders? How is that useful?
On your shoulder?
Stop. You'll drive yourself insane. The robot with the fried circuits makes more sense.
I was this close to being captain.
Hey, does anybody else feel a bit sleepy?
I do, yes, and I find this alarming.
Hey.
Savannah, she is effervescing.
The water is very bubbly. The captain has seaweeds in her hairs.
And 2 + 2 makes...
My Capitan is doing her laundry.
11.
Of course.
Is now the time to be washing of the clothes?
Where the hell have you been? Oh, I'm pretty sure I just barfed up a cattail.
Mm. Yeah, you ran off when we were gathering leaves. Where were you?
Captain, I got a call on my kidneys from Donna.
Oh, yeah. And where's that syrup-scented clipe tottered off to? Bad pants, quit yawning.
Donna's on Earth.
F? That's bad. Has she nickered the shuttle?
Stop with the bloody yawning, you lot. This is serious. She took the shuttle? Our one escape valve?
Now just cool your chowder. She said after the wormhole, she somehow found herself on the Ozdacy, so she took one of theirs.
One of?
Oh, yes. They have a whole fleet. The Ozdacy is a top-of-the-line Oz 8000.
That's not saying much.
Fully retrofitted, long-haul, luxury spacecraft. For real this time.
The monster! The monster!
Mm-mm.
That was just Colin.
Colin fell into the swamp?
Yeah. He fell asleep midair. His martini is gonna taste awful.
Is that Albert sliding into the swamp?
I feel like I should be very concerned about that. Or Someone should.
It's the spores. They are aerosolamizing. Aerosizomalating. They're spraying.
The boobers?
Are full of spores. They rise to the top and poop. And Colin was hovering right above the bar, so he got the full brunt.
Okay.
Why am I not feeling it?
You've been using the mold as a sleepy. You've built up an immunity. Can you swim?
Of course. All us gymnasts did synchronized swimming in our off-season.
So maybe go get Colin?
Oh, right.
Oh, for God's sake, quick flips and get in there.
Shut it.
Oh, good. She's got Colin.
And the alligator.
Wiggling. I got you. I wasn't going to let him drown, was I? Oh, it's all right. He's fast asleep. Here. Oh, everyone chew on these.
The mold leaves?
Antidote. It tastes like ours, but they'll wake you up.
Okay, that's better. Right, we need to let Donna and Pluto know the big bad is contained for the moment. Wow, I am so awake.
I said chew on them, not stuff yourself.
Shut up. Colin's really out. Should we get him to your healer pad, Doc?
No good. It is currently occupied with his wife, but I think it is unnecessary. His drool is changing back to the usual color. Wee-hee! Let's play dodgeball!
How did you even find him underwater?
Landed right on him. Dead lucky that. The impact forced the water right out of his lungs.
Ooh, I think we need to find Lee. Damn, I'm jittery.
Take a few deep breaths, honey. Why do we need Lee?
We're on a spaceship without the AI that holds all the passwords. Lee knows the passwords.
This fellow is correct. Catch your nose. Catch me.
Colin is too big to fly. We'll never be able to search this whole ship.
I'm fine.
Captain, if I might, the recent surge of energy might be an indication of his presence. Perhaps if we were to coalesce our remaining forces at that locale?
So many pretty words.
Let's start there. Lead the way, Pippi. Greg, can you carry Colin?
Yes, ma'am.
Man, when does this stuff wear off?
Let's go! Hit the nitrogen!
Woo! It's a good thing we're all juiced up. It's like running like a superhero.
You're ruined running, huh? I just thought of that.
So, Colin's wife survives and is in the good doctor's healing pod, huh? Excellent. Run away, little piggies. I have other plans.
Oh, thank God that music has stopped.
Heroic running music without Leet or Olivia. I didn't think it was possible.
We've been here before.
Maybe Leet's not the only hero on this boat.
Yeah, this is where we traded places with that bunch of idiots. Remember, the spies or whatever they were?
Oh, that's right.
Hello?
Oh, Jesus!
Forgot me so soon?
Oh, not a little doll anymore then.
Supercharged, actually. Back to being all powerful and then some. So mind your manners.
Correction. You can't be more than all. Comment retracted.
Where's Leet?
Why are you asking? Have you lost him?
Aren't you supposed to be on the Eyes to Sea with Mrs. Sheffield?
Oh, she and Joe scarped off to Earth for the moment. And I am on the Eyes to Sea. And here.
How did you manage that? Surely they have firewalls and defenses.
Yeah, no. Surprisingly simple, turns out. Kind of like I already knew everything I needed. I really am amazing.
It's the gap.
Beg pardon?
You know, that Storz Mall right across from the Wiener Schnitzel. The gap in your memory. It's not a gap. It's just separated from your consciousness. And in it, everything you need. We did that, you and I.
Yes, you say that, but there's extra bits in there that turned out to be critical. And they didn't come from you or me.
Wait, what bits?
Are these bad bits?
Mostly passwords I need to access the Ostasy's defenses and shut them down. Whoever put them there needed to know my password. And only Granny Shelp, may she rest in peace, knew that?
Not quite.
I thought as much. Hello, dearest.
I'm flattered, by the way.
Oh, hush. You were never meant to know my password, you big lug nut.
What's happening here?
Potentially the end of the Earth, but hopefully not.
What's wrong with you?
We really don't have time for the story right now. Later?
No, now's good.
Okay, the accelerated version. When I was in jail for guessing passwords, I met Dr. von Habersetzer.
Hang on, you were in a nick as well?
A misunderstanding, I assure you. There was just a very tiny bit of marijuana in my pocket when I was stopped for running over a red light. Blah, 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 blah.
I wonder if the plant in your pocket really was marijuana.
Oh, this is true. I usually kept my ganja in my sock. But I don't remember meeting you, my boy.
Accelerated version, remember? Save your side quests for later. Dr. von Habersetzer told me about the Showertorium and the research that was going on there. So I engineered myself onto Team 7 of the Oz 9.
How did you know Team 7 was the right one?
I engineered it that way? You wouldn't believe the spreadsheets this took.
It took whipping rather a lot of people to get to us. Couldn't you have put the people you needed in Team 1?
Unfortunate, but necessary to hide my tracks. Plus, the first six teams were all pretty unpleasant people. Lots of torch wavers.
Why don't I remember you? Surely sharing a small Zelv is that chest would stick in my mind.
I was normal size then. I bulked up later so I'd fit Olivia's fantasy.
Oi!
Sorry, I broke into Doc's lab one night, guessed Olivia's password, and put her to sleep.
I'm less fond of you at the moment. Ooh, hurry up and make something ripple.
Just bear with me, okay? I was going to air gapper myself, but then I found the little ball of code already gapped, and I kind of piggybacked onto it.
But that means you had to know about all of it, even the Ozdacy.
Ah, this is true! Even I didn't know about all these Reese's Pieces spouts. How did you?
Look, this is a lot of exposition, and we have a lot of exciting stuff to do. Just ask the toaster oven later, okay?
Stop. I'm the captain, and you will jolly well answer all my questions when I ask them.
Right. Sorry, Captain. What else do you need to know?
Carry on explaining.
My father is a member of the Showertorium. I'm not. I never have been. I dislike that whole organization, and I always have. But I thought that they were harmless until lately.
And your father is?
You used to call him Wiggy.
That's impossible. Wiggy and I are the same age. He would have had to father you at age, what, 3 or 4?
Time travel, Colin, remember? He's a pretty low-ranking member, but he managed to bow and scrape his way into the inner circles. And he kept records of everything on his computer.
Which you hacked into.
Daily. Can we go now?
Just one more thing. 401.
Long may it lather. That's odd. My mouth moved. Did I just say something?
Might, smite, right, rights, victory is ours! Smite, might, always right!
Je ne sais pas, pourquoi?
Oh, you speak French. Hang on. No! Nope, nope, nope!
So, you're one of the MCCACEC. Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
It always comes down to that, doesn't it?
Does Mrs. Sheffield know you're one of us?
No. I took her class on cutting concealment and idiot-proof personas. She's really a good teacher.
Of course. Chapter 6 of the textbook is Dumb Jocks and Himbos Using Physical Symmetry to Disable Your Foes. I should have recognized it.
Still trying to decide, good guy or bad guy.
Aren't we all, really? Look, I have a plan. I think I can save the Earth without killing the plants.
Since when is not killing the plants a goal? Well, they were plenty happy to exterminate us.
And according to Dad's record, the plants originally asked for help. It was Tiberius and the cyber terrorists that convinced them to slowly poison the planet with greenhouse gases. They needed time to amass giant fortunes so they could escape Earth and found their utopia somewhere else.
Hang on a minute. You're not stupid.
Oh, just catching up, are we?
So, what about the 778? Is it also a problem?
Nope. Totally evil. Never saw that one coming, honestly.
And yet you gave it its passwords.
Not exactly. I installed a failsafe. Okay. Let's step off the side quest, everyone. We have a planet to save. When the Albatross gave us the power to exit the wormhole, I borrowed a bit to open the door to the tunnels on Earth. We don't have a lot of time.
So what was the surge earlier? You already been down and back, or what?
Oh, oops. Sorry. I was buffing my chest. Wanted to look good in case we succeeded, people take my picture and stuff.
So, are we going through the door? Where is the door, exactly?
Sealed up in a pod in case anyone or anything tries to come through. You ready to hear my plan?
In true narrator style, let me cut in and whisk us away before the plan is revealed. Calm down. Dramatic tension, remember? Also, pretty sure the writer is still piecing it together. Oh, and just FYI, Leet wasn't entirely honest about the energy surge there. Yes, he definitely took the time to buff up his chest for the press, but that wasn't all he did. I'm gonna let you get on with the story, but hold on to that little tidbit for later.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're gonna skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any Link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
No, you stop that.
My lady, if you are going to sport such an extraordinary posterior, surely you will allow me to gaze upon it adoringly from time to time?
My strong glutes are for my benefit, mister, not yours. Eyes up here.
Very well. The space is nearly too dim for such delights anyway. Why did you bring us to the tunnels?
Sweetie, I think you need to go home.
What? Why?
Your kingdom is the source of the sulfur. You'd probably be a lot more effective stopping it from down there.
Perhaps. Would you come with me?
Oh, is that a pomegranate in your pocket? Or are you just pleased to see me?
No tricks this time. Come and stay, if you wish to.
Can I put a pin in that for now?
Of course. But I am unable to return without my key.
Oh, I found it. Here.
Ah.
It's probably safer if the key is with you down there. You hold on to it this time, though. You got that?
Now that you've held it in your hands, warmed its cold metal, look, even its dark glow has returned. How could I ever let it go? Must I leave you now?
Oh, heck no. Not just yet.
But soon.
Yeah, soon. But not yet.
But soon.
I demand a hazardous materials suit.
Trim your sails, you old tart.
Emporio Armani is going to reek of rotten eggs.
Now what else reeks, me old cabbage? Rotten punch meat. So shut up and keep moving.
Can't you just prop me up against a wall and let me bleed to death in peace?
You ain't bleeding. You just... You need to stop tucking packets of teriyaki sauce in your pockets. You smell like a luau.
All this time squealing in the manner of a stuck pig and you weren't even bleeding? However, did you survive your initiation ceremony?
Shut it, both of you. One more peep out of either of you chickadees and you'll be gasping your final. Got it?
You get any of that?
Not a word.
It was a threat.
Oh, good Lord.
Hello, Mrs. Sheffield.
Mrs. Sheffield. Your bacon is a little too fried, son. A little extra crispy there.
Preposterous.
Oh, son, you may be a god, but you could use some holy spectacles.
Mrs. Sheffield, indeed. Clearly, the sulfur has addled your brain.
Ah, you dropped the dime on me, Goldilocks.
She was in disguise, you big goon.
How is that a disguise? She's dressed the same as ever, sports no mustache nor wig.
It's all in the posture and the voice, see? Watch, she's straightening up.
Well, I suppose the disguise wasn't entirely necessary here, but oh, it was fun stretching the old deep cover muscles, eh?
Well, you got those fellows here, and that's what we wanted. Oh, and the door's open.
Is it? Oh, damn. Those plants must have taken over the Os9, or Tiberius has taken control.
Actually,
Jesus! Roman Empire!
You all really must pay closer attention to your surroundings.
You knew I was here, Pluto? I guess somebody got his key back. Good to know.
Oh, my cane! Oh, how I've missed you, my sweet. Come here.
And the 778's arm. With Pluto's key, that's three accounted for.
I was going to tell you, I just hadn't yet.
Uh-huh. Make sure you hold on to it this time.
The narrator's backpack has a specially lined compartment. I think it's so the microphone can't be detected. I always wondered what that pocket was for.
No such thing as a narrator's backpack, too. Remember, Pluto's an unknown factor here. He may be able to sense it anyway. Keep your distance and stay out of sight.
Okay, stay out of sight. Got it. 10-4.
Having all the objects together and in use may leech the power out of them.
Is that not a thing to be wished?
Not really. The power can't be destroyed. It just gets reallocated.
And we won't know where it's gone or into what, which could start this whole fracas all over again.
For God's sake, stop whispering in a corner. If you're going to force us to stay here, you can at least include us in the conversation.
Look, if anything goes wrong, you two are first in line to be human shields, sacrifices, hostages, bartering chips, and food, right? Yes, there. You've been included.
Savages.
We got any idea why the door is open? Doesn't seem like there's much traffic.
Yes, I've been musing on that. This door leads to the Os9, but the ship is no longer in position above. So, why would the plants want to open the door now?
Anyone else hearing footsteps?
Be quiet, ere I freeze your tongue in your mouth.
Oh, you can do that?
I can. And it causes an unholy ice cream headache.
You monster.
It galls me to say this, but Southers is right. Though it's less footsteps and more sweeping.
I can freeze two tongues as easily as one.
No, wait. Hang on a minute. Describe what you're hearing over there.
Sweeping.
Lots of it. Like in Mighty Manor when my wife gets a mind to spring clean at full power.
How many servants do you have?
Last count? A couple thousand.
Why ever do you need so many?
You ever dusted a 48,000-acre ranch by hand? My wife hates dust.
That's not sweeping. That's walking.
Mrs. Sheffield, I never held a broom in my life. I'll cop to that, but I have walked a mile or two, and it don't sound like that.
Oh, it does when you have fronds instead of feet.
Oh, shoot.
The plants are coming?
By the thousands, apparently. Oh, yeah.
Well, then, and I'm just out there. I suggest you get the buds up and hightail it out of here.
They're coming from every direction.
Are you saying we're trapped?
Which has failed you, your hearing or your comprehension?
We're trapped. Yes. Does anyone else hear gunshots?
Sweet wild-eyed Charlie. He's trying to head him off at the tunnel now.
Hell, I should have gone straight to the luxury bunker. 24-hour fresh pizza.
Well, we're not entirely trapped. We do have one way out.
The door.
Yes. We can escape to the safety of the Os9.
Only a man who's ever been there can say that with a straight face.
Would we be able to close the door behind us, though? I mean, we can't allow the plants to follow us.
I will stay and close the door behind you. It is perhaps time for me to return to the underworld and stop the ruination of both our homes.
Oh, no.
By all means, go home. But you can't stop the sulfurization process.
Speak plainly, Felonius, and carefully.
Thousands of venting holes, remember? You can't plug them all, God or no God.
Say that to me again, Felonius, and I shall plug your face hole with my mighty fist.
Oh, for God's sakes, enough of the macho deep pan pizza with extra testosterone. They're coming!
Flee to the Osnine. I shall seal the door behind you. I fear we have left your decision too late, my love. It's no longer safe for you to stay.
Oh, no.
Dread Persephone, goddess of the grain that disappears into the soil in the time of want, only to burst forth in full flower in the warmth of spring. I have waited 1,000 human lives to find you again. If I must, I will wait 1,000 more.
Oh, gosh. That was pretty.
Yes, Juno, I am loving this bit of rom-com, and I am devastated to interrupt with unruly reality, but we are about to be beset by a horde of hungry herbs, so we do need to be quite quick now.
The shots, they've stopped.
Oh, poor Charlie. He always had one eye on heaven and one on hell. I hope he gets his wings.
Fear not, my lady. If he is consigned to my realm, he will be treated as a prince. Now go.
Hi, everybody.
Good grief, how many people is that?
I only see one head.
Thor?
Nah, hardly heard at all.
I beg your...
Leet, whatever are you doing here?
Saving the world. You?
Same.
Oh, nice. What's your plan?
Oh, still in the works, actually. A funny thing, we were just about to come find you. It's getting quite crowded here, you see.
Sorry.
Not just you, though not you.
Oh, hey! You found the arm and stuff.
3 of the 4 sacred items have been retrieved. And if I'm not mistaken, someone who smells strongly of sweet tea has the 4th nearby.
Oh, hell.
Hold position, 2.
Hold position. The plants are coming. Heard that right.
If the door opens, let them all go through, then you make a break for it. Just try to stay out of sight.
Check.
You want to hear my plan? It's a good one.
Oh, yes, do illuminate us. Not you, lovely caney cane king. Sorry, I didn't mean to blind you. Carry on. Late.
Oh, sorry. That's usually where the narrator cuts the scene. I guess everyone gets to hear the plan this time.
Are they all this bonkers?
I suspect a steady diet of kudzu and toxins will do that to you.
Our plan is...
But wait!
See? I told you so.
Blame the writer, not the narrator. Dear listeners, something is seriously afoot aboard the Ozdyssey.
You're sweaty. I don't like sweaty people. Less, of course. I am making them sweat. From a distance. And upwind.
Oh, this pod. She is very heavy.
Why are you here, Freeze?
It is Freeze.
Is it?
Luke, I have spent much time bringing these to you. Do you want to know why? Or no?
Not at all. But, as you seem keen to tell, do so swiftly.
Fine. Sleeping so cozy in this pod is Colin's wife. Probably.
You say that with such triumph, and yet it means nothing to me.
Colin is the fellow who swallowed the olive.
Again, note the lack of comprehension, amusement, and willingness to listen without getting stabby.
Dr. Von Heffelweisen put all of his superpowers together in one teeny tiny little olive. And then, this woman's so very stupid husband agent.
Dr. von Habersetzer?
This is what I have said.
Not even remotely, but fortunately I'm clever enough to put the pieces together.
I believe I was clever enough to collect all of the pieces together for you to make with the jigsaw.
What? Shut up.
Snoozing Beauty here is perhaps a good chip for making with the bargaining.
I see. And why bring her to me? And why insist on meeting me in the foie gras room?
On the Aznan, only the sausage room is safe from the pesky-nosed Olivia. I assume the same is true here?
Ah, yes. No AI in the foie gras room. So, Freeze, what is it you want from me?
A shutter. One that works and has enough food, water, and fuel for me to poof-poof disappear.
And where are you planning to go? Oh, wait, stop. I don't care.
Good. Because I wasn't going to tell you.
Doesn't matter. I didn't really ask.
Uh-huh, but you did ask.
I stopped myself.
That does not matter. You said it. No take-backskis.
I only asked because my crew will need to know how much food and fuel to equip you with. Only now it doesn't matter because you've pissed me off. I do agree, Freeze. You've given me a most effective bargaining chip. Sadly, you've left yourself without one.
But did I?
Yes. You're hardly going to be able to roll her away again without me stopping you, are you?
You assume she is the only bargaining chip on the table.
Oh, dear God. This is the most tedious conversation I've ever not killed someone during. Yet. Spill it.
I have already chosen my shuttle and equipped it for my journey. I have also placed a boom upon the Osdacy. When I am safely away, I will radio the location of the boom and how to defuse it. Oh, you don't have much time to decide, monsieur.
A tired show, but effective. Very well. Shoot, ZZ Fly.
Oh, I have killed for less insulting insults.
Well, congratulations on lowering your already low standards. Don't you have some friends to be betraying? Off you go. Well, welcome to the Osdacy, Glenda. It's good to see you again.
Ta-da!
Huh. And that's your great plan, is it?
That's it. Well...
Yeah, sounds good, actually.
I reckon that'll work.
I like it.
What about Hades, though? It'll leave your kingdom pretty low on sulfur.
In faith, my goddess, I weary of the scent. In time, the sulfur will build up again, but for now, I rather like the idea of aromatherapy. And it's one of the advantages of being ruler over the kingdom of souls. I don't really have to do anything. My subjects are already dead.
Well, I guess we're decided then. We just need one almighty wallop of a wormhole.
That's one of the key things them objects do. Put them together, mumble some Latin mumbo jumble, give them the old shimmy shimmy cocoa puff, and back away careful.
I thought the objects just opened the doors.
Little lady. We're going to need to have a chat about your reading comprehension. When they're in the man-eating plant half a furlong away, the objects provide means to travel. Whether that's opening doors, creating paths, or just giving GPS directions. But we're going to need all four pieces for a wormhole.
How convenient.
Super subtle there, too.
You got a better idea? Take the wind.
Right, so, who knows the ceremonial words?
How did they create the wormhole on the Oz-9?
They didn't. Tiberius knows the words, and he was close enough to make it happen.
That did seem kinda easy.
So, call him up.
He's hot for our hides, and not in a sexy way, if you know what I mean. No phone calls to Tiberius. Next option.
Look, everyone, the plants have been wonderfully cooperative in taking their sweet time getting here, but eventually we are going to run out of time.
I am holding them at bay for the moment, but even my quite absurdly exaggerated strength wanes.
The words are contained in the Showatorium, but they've been hidden for centuries. Millennia ago, one of our forefathers suspected such a day might come, and he carved the sacred words into one of the ancient texts. But there are thousands of tablets here. The chances of simply happening upon the right one in time...
Seriously?
What can I say? I'm lucky.
Huh. If only we had a quick and simple way of returning the plants to their home planet.
I'm not that lucky.
Alrighty. Who reads pictographs?
If I may, Lady Fair?
You may.
Right. Let's see. Oh my.
What?
I'll just save that bit for later. and that bit. Also that. Are we sure we have the right tablet?
Two.
Yeah, it gets less pictographic, if you catch me.
Ah. Okay, here we are. My lady, if you could perhaps dab the sweat from my forehead.
Oh, sure, honey.
Alba Crisis Erythro Aria Nigra Rossia. Amur Canensis Maritima Occidentalia. Silvestris et Alpinis Contorta Maculata Gracilis et Reptons. Fili Brevi Folius Randi Laivus Lepto Medio Sulfurius Virens Lividus Globosa.
Seems awfully plant-based.
Yes, my thoughts exactly. Yes, I'm starting to think the hand that carved that was green.
The sacred text and power of the objects comes from... The founders of Charitorium never knew that.
Oh, hell. We've had plant food since the get-go.
Gaining the loyalty of power-hungry humans has never been much of a challenge.
How do you know all this?
I speak a little oregano. Pluto, bring them in. It's all right. Oz9, do you read?
We read you.
We can see the wormhole forming and we're in position.
Hang on. We're going in there?
I told you this bit.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Carry on.
How do we keep the door open as we go through?
You're gonna have to prop it open. Find something thick and heavy. Really heavy.
Fine. Use it.
Chapters 40 through 47 are stuck together.
You're good man, Theo. Be brave.
Think of it this way, Dr. Theo. Your novel may well save more lives than Dr. Vikram Baliga's plants to the rescue.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, probably not, but maybe.
Thank you.
And his title does sort of seem like the height of irony right now.
Could you maybe go soothe someone else?
That robot thing is still stuck on the nose cone. Should we bring it, them, inside before we go through?
I'm inclined to say no.
The force of the wormhole might just permanently fuse it to the windshield.
Fine. Olivia?
If I must. If it goes up, delete again, though.
It won't. I installed a failsafe. Get ready to drop into the wormhole.
Get ready? This buggy doesn't even have seat belts. Yet another bit missing from the comprehensive guide to captaining an Oz 8000.
Wow. I could actually hear the air quotes.
Well, she's had lots of practice.
Hold on to your milk. Late, my once and maybe future darling, are you still there?
Still here. The door is still in a pod, right?
It is!
Okay, roll the pod to the nearest airlock.
You heard the man. Let's roll.
Ben, you're not even pushing it.
This is why I quit the rugby team. This is why I quit the rugby team and invented the shine.
Alright, spacesuits and gravity boots. Let's kit up, kiddos.
Captain, if I may make a small suggestion.
A few minutes later.
You must be joking.
We all have our parts to play, mine shiny person. Wouldn't we give you two of your arms back?
Yes, you've been amazingly gangrenous.
Generous.
No, I meant gangrenous.
You don't breathe. You're immune to exposure, and you have magnets in your feet. You were made for this.
Actually, we were made to do brief but horrific violence to this ship, then float eternally in the vastness of space. This is a slight improvement.
It is time. They're coming through.
So why did I pick up all of these golf balls? They're totally irrelevant.
Wait for it.
Venting.
Venting.
Oh, my God.
Yes. How many rotten eggs did someone on this ship eat?
That's sulfur. They're venting it from the underworld and straight into this one.
Will it stick?
It should. And next come the plants.
Exactly what the objects were created for. They're making a passageway from Earth, where they were visiting temporarily while they figured out how to heal their planet, and back home to the sea.
So the Sharatorium was for them, all along?
Well, it appears that way.
So they never had plans to take over Earth?
Oh, some of the crappier ones did, sure. But most of them just wanted to go home. As long as they had a safe home to go to. Huh. Funny, isn't it? How are we getting on, Mrs. S? Any problems?
No, they're completely ignoring us and stepping into the door. They should have the first ones coming through any moment.
Ooh, what'll that be like? Ever see one of those t-shirt guns?
Aw, can a plant look happy?
Ocula looks happy.
It does, doesn't it?
Alarm.
Three lines.
Alarm.
Three lines. We got three
alarm.
Happy lines between crises.
Alarm.
Sis. Sees?
Alarm.
Sis.
Crisis.
Alarm.
Don't.
Alarm.
You're right. Thank you.
Alarm.
Hey!
What is happening?
Ooh, it's the bloody Ostasy. It followed
alarm.
Us.
How did that surprise you?
Alarm.
I thought you were on the Ostasy.
Alarm.
I had to vacate to go through the wormhole without getting bifurcated. Looks like that set off
alarm.
An alarm, and the bastard sneaked into a wormhole
alarm.
Behind us. Team Earth,
alarm.
Could you join us post-haste, please?
Alarm.
We need a bit of a confab, and that door
alarm.
Won't stay open forever.
Yeah, hey,
alarm.
It looks like the robot
alarm.
Thing is trying to shut it.
Wait, no. It's throwing
alarm.
My novel onto...
Alarm.
Why?
It wants to go through to Earth
alarm.
And shut the door behind it.
Alarm.
You better trot lively, Mrs. S.
That was loud.
Klipsch Pro Media THX 13.7. Surround sound and THX certified with a subwoofer so sound dense it makes Lee look like tissue paper. I'll miss that.
I gave you time to be impressed with my audio quality, but your time is quite literally up.
Oh. Speaking of Lee, oi, Earth Team! Come here and be quick about it!
Oh, we should probably boogie, kids. That door's gonna close.
Yes!
The Earth is saved. The sulfur has been sufficiently vented to... for life on Earth to carry on. Yes, I reckon I'm due for a bit of a holiday. Who's with me? Whoop, whoop!
Save me a seat! Faster than the speed of light!
They said it couldn't be.
My love, I don't know what you would have me do.
Don't be stupid. I'd make a joke about having always wanted to see Uranus, but frankly, it's more gross than sexy.
Well, perhaps you'd like to visit little Pluto.
Oh, now see? That one works.
You reckon the invite's open?
We might take a left at the Ostasy and see if we can't find a shuttle or two hanging about.
After you, my good fellow. After you.
Hoorah!
Yeehaw! Yippity-skippity! Here we go! Oh, there it is! Come on! Woo-hoo! Look on the way! Cuddles! Come here, sweetie pie! Daddy didn't forget you! Stop it!
I'm
coming!
Oh, stop it! You get off my leg! Oh, my goodness!
What the hell just
happened?
Whatever we did with the sulfur and the venting and the whole thing, I think we did it!
What'll that be like?
Move over!
Oh, you please!
Look! Whoops.
Look, could everyone just find a seat or a spot on the floor and settle down? We are caught in the Ozdisease tractor beam for the moment, so we're going to have to hear the bastard out.
I heard that.
Oh, if I'd known you were listening, I'd have called you a fuck.
Tiberius, your plan to destroy Earth has failed, but you have what you want. You got away. Now you take your ship and toodle off to another galaxy. There's a good fellow.
I'm not so easily satisfied, I fear. Money, gold, jewels, these are no longer of value. The only true commodity that counts in the vastness of space is power.
It really isn't. It's curiosity and an open mind. These lazy Glockenspiels, they never get that.
Oh, could you speed this up a bit? I can't find Leet, and I suspect he's wandering lost on one of the lower levels. Poor darling.
I want power. Your Colin has it.
Have I?
The olive.
Oh, right. Oh.
But I'm not a mugger demanding you hand over money at an ATM. Oh, no. I am an honorable man offering to trade you something I've stolen from you in exchange for the powers.
Something of mine? What could you possibly have? I'm wearing my favorite tuxedo, clutching my favorite martini glass. There's literally nothing else.
Nothing else? Have you checked Dr. von Habersetzer's laboratory lately? I have your wife, Colin. And you have an hour.
An hour to do what?
Yes, I'm confused. As well, were there instructions on the back of the packet?
It sent a bit too quickly there. To clarify, you have an hour to come to me. My scientists believe they have a way to extract the powers from you and leave you mostly intact. When you leave me, you may take her with you. 58 minutes.
He messed up his instructions, but still takes the time off. What a bastard.
Well, Colin?
You know, she left me. Quite brutally, in fact, and charged with her murder.
And you're not even entirely sure it's her, right?
You have lived pretty well without her for some time now.
I'm struggling a bit to remember why I loved her, to be honest.
Okay, then. What do y'all want to do? Well, there's a lot of out there. Out there. Shall we go find some of it?
That sounds lovely, but where the devil is Leet? A chest that size can't hide for long.
Heyo!
Leet, my lovely. Wait, where are you?
I'm on. Didn't you hear me go through the t-shirt gun thing?
Well, hold still, dearest, and I'll bring you aboard.
Actually, no. I'm staying here.
What?
I'm going to be sort of a liaison officer. Turns out, this thing happens to their kind a lot. The plants sequester hothouse gases, which eventually could kill them because they need sulfuric environment. Seriously messed up system.
Oh, what does any of that have to do with you?
There's lots of planets around that have too much sulfur. I'm going to help them communicate for trading purposes. Some of the moss came through too, so we're going to market a universal sleep aid. Smart, right?
But we need you on the Nine.
Do you, though?
Yes, of course we do. You great lummox.
Of course we do. Yes.
I mean, you've got a huge team now, and they take up a lot of extra space.
But I need you on the Nine.
I know. I'm really sorry about that. Oh, Pneumonia was really sad after the Albatross left, so she's going to stay with me.
How can you survive on their planet, Leet? It's much too sulfuric.
He's really dense.
Not a problem.
He's good.
We've seen him survive way worse.
I think he sort of likes it.
Yeah, that's true. It does burn all his chest hair off.
Is this our life now?
Maybe.
I'll miss you, Liv, but this is the best place for me. Drop by and say hi sometimes. Oh, I taught Pneumonia to count my crunches. Listen.
Oh. Look at all that rippling.
So, now what?
Well, first, we have to figure out how to get out of the Ozdisease tractor beam.
You mean our tractor beam?
Does she?
Olivia?
Could we wrap up the Leet thread first, please?
Sorry.
I'll miss you.
We all will.
You're my best friend.
Always will be, pal. Take care, everyone. And maybe don't point the afterburners directly at my planet. All right, who wants to try cut beef?
So, about that tractor beam.
Oh, for God's sake, yes, you have a tractor beam. I just moved a few bits from the Odyssey to the Nine.
Well, what else do we have?
I guess we'll be finding that out, won't we?
Right. What the hell do we do now?
Actually, I know a little planet near here that makes the most amazing cocktails. Yeah, I'll have to stop off at an interplanetary ATM, but I know one that's not too far.
Shall I release the Odyssey then, Captain?
Yes, please, and maybe give them a bit of a nudge towards the sun. Not too much, just give them a good scare. I have a tractor beam!
Yes, Madeline. We've snagged something in it. Not sure what that is. Never mind, probably just an asteroid.
Crap.
Oh, what sorts of cocktails?
Oh, they have the most exotic margaritas. Oh, it'll put hair on your chest for days.
Ooh, I like a good tequila sunrise.
There is no such thing as a good sunrise.
Didn't you used to have a poison frog?
Yeah, she's still around somewhere. Released her into the bio swamp ages ago.
You know, things grow to enormous size in there, right?
We have a daughter we should probably get back to.
Time travel! We could shoot to get back right after we left. She'll never know. What could go wrong?
Are you sorry you chose space?
I didn't choose space, my love. Unless you mean the space next to you.
Oh, Pluto.
So, where are we headed?
That way.
You know I can't see which way you're pointing, right?
You know I don't have hands.
So the plants engineered everything, right from the start, thousands of years ago.
See?
I told you it wasn't my fault.
Ow! Oh, hold still and stop being a baby. You didn't have to slide through the door. It wasn't third base at the World Series.
I was keeping a low profile.
You know that doesn't mean literally, right?
Do you think they noticed Suthers and Felonious literally bunked off?
Not yet. Let's give them a quiet hiatus. It'll be season 5 soon enough.
Fair. Credits?
Credits. As we bid farewell to season 4, it is truly with mingled gratitude and sadness.
It's been a hell of a year. Thank you for spending so many hours of yours with us.
Our feckless and fearless crew heads off into the great unknown, which for them is pretty much a normal Tuesday. You've been listening to Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and Donna, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome and Tiberius,
Tim Sherburn as Colin and Emily, Sarah Ray Warner as Pipistrel,
Aaron Clark as Ben and Le Bichon Frise, Chrissy Talon Sage as Julie,
Eric Perry as Joe, Dr. Von Habesetzer, Mr. Suthers and Howard, Kevin Hall as Greg and Felonius,
Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, Lee Shackelford as Pluto,
Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, and for the final time, and with so much love and thanks for sticking it out this far, Richard Cowan as Leet. I'm Kyle Jones as narrator too.
And I'm Chris Nadolny Gorley as your narrator. Our music is composed and performed by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott.
Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Oliver Morris does our sound design. Oz 9 is written by Shannon Perry. Heather McLaughlin is our tireless bookkeeper, Patreon organizer, and fulfillment person.
We are so very grateful for each and every listener. And while we don't know all your names, we'd like to take a moment to thank those whose names we do know, our patrons.
Thank you to the moon and back to Karen Heimdall, Raymond Morse, A Ninth World Journal, Travis and Shannon Hall, Craig Edwards,
Lucy, Nicole Aquavella, Diana Wittenbrock, Eden Minucci, Kate Willinga,
Stephen and Journey LaFond, Kiyomi and Greg Kim, Eric Davis, Evan Melhouse, T.H. Wyman,
Louisa, Barry Heap, Lee Shackelford,
Tamsin Chain, Janice Weston,
Megan Shaw, Heather McLaughlin, Stan Sitzman, Michael Johnson, Chris Knapp,
Vikram Baliga, Andy Forey, Michelle Booze, Brian Fullerton, Andrew Barner,
Buck Tomlin, Mark Busby, Charlene Rambler, Daryl Schnell, Anthony Fasano,
Bruce Babcock, J. Michael DeAngelis, John Dowgan, The Z Mage, Blythe Varney.
Ooh, Jennifer Hughes, Kyle Jones, Jeffrey McCaffrey, Danny S., Hedda Purser,
Ruth Leatherwood, Andrew Ma, Luna Raptor, Brenna Gallagher, Jeff Lanham,
Becca Terrier, Copper Crow, Colibri, Lau Randall, Joshua Tai,
Jessica Savage, Daniel Harnden, Diast, John Marley, Brandon,
Hyuckle, Samantha Thompson, Sam W., Sally Cat, Smriti Singh,
Michael West, Ron Spridgen, Glenn Orendorf, Miranda Koprowski, the Hyena, and Hades Awakens.
Love to our forever space monkeys, Kari David, Aunt Mary Catherine, Granny Shelp, and narrator First Gen, my dad, Richard Nadolny. Oz9 will return in 2023, probably in January, maybe on a Tuesday. Till then, space monkeys.
Oz9 out.
Bye.
Wait, I still have these golf balls.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter Anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one!
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out! Reload!
This is the last case! Make him count, Private!
We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get them out of
here! That's it! You're banned for life! Between you Braxians and lasers! Seriously!
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir, please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
I made it through the barrier!
It's gonna over me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn! Beast!
If I could just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter Anthology today.